United Nations report has accused the Syrian government of carrying out a state policy to exterminate its own people, constituting a crime against humanity. United Nations investigators say President Bashar al-Assad's regime has detained, tortured and killed thousands of its opponents. The study, which covers the period since the first protests in March 2011, says both loyalist and anti-government forces have committed possible war crimes. Aboriginal leaders are warning the federal government's key Indigenous affairs policy, Closing the Gap, will fail without radical reform. The latest Closing the Gap report will be released tomorrow. Aboriginal leader Pat Dodson believes it's time to scrap the policy, while another leader and founder of Close the Gap, Tom Calmer, says the program has stalled.
The gap is not closing, and what we argue, as we argued in 2005, was that you need to do more than just maintain the status quo.
The bushfire emergency in Western Australia has eased, with fire crews containing a blaze in the state's southwest. The emergency warning for the southern part of Yuduk has been downgraded to watch and act, but residents are being warned to stay vigilant, with more wind expected in the next 24 hours. And six people have been injured trying to capture a leopard that invaded a school in India. It took nearly 10 hours to corner the leopard in the city of Bangalore. The animal was eventually tranquilised and taken to a national park where it was released.